This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
You're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that does not call when come. In March 2006, we went to Drinking Liberally at the Thinking Man Tavern in Decatur to record a drunken interview with me. It was, in fact, our very first published podcast.
You may remember Rusty's descent into drunkenness as documented by his answers to six political questions. Well, this was the same night.
Yeah, we also spoke with the members at Drinking Liberally and asked them a few questions about their organization and, of course, about drunkenness.
The beer was flowing.
It was.
This is Amber Ray. I'm at Thinking Man Tavern in Decatur with the Drinking Liberally people, and Aaron is the founding member, so I'm going to talk to her. So, Aaron, what's up with this group?
We are a fun bunch, and we love to talk about politics over a pint. And our group logo, the motto, is building democracy one pint at a time.
Nice. That's nice. What made you decide to start this up?
It was kind of purely social reasons at first. We just wanted to have an outlet to be able to talk politics. And what better way to meet people than hang out with like-minded over a glass of beer.
And,
yeah, and drink. Exactly.
And it's been going for what, about?
Almost a year now. March 31st is our 1 year anniversary, and we'll have to have a big party.
Very nice. So what's your favorite thing about, I guess you already answered that, the social aspect of the drinking, right?
Right. And it's really nice because even if you're not far left or anywhere, well, we're just very open-minded individuals. So really,
at Georgia State, and I've been coming here. Well, we moved to Atlanta in July, and weirdly we started drinking liberally because of the drinking more than because of the politics. Because we had we'd been scoping out bars in Decatur and saw that Drinking Liberally met here, and we lived just around the corner. So our first night in town, we came down for a drink and saw a bunch of people and knew it was the night Drinking Liberally met, so we sort of insinuated ourselves in. So on the one hand, it provided a kind of instant weekly social circle, but it aligns with our politics. So it's kind of cool because I'm actually terrible when it comes to activism and sort of getting involved with things. Great when it comes to drinking, though. I'm highly motivated to go out and drink. So this has actually meant that I'm doing this, like, vaguely left-wing thing, and in some sense actually genuinely becoming sort of more into politics, coinciding with applying for U.S. citizenship. So really the drinking was a very smart way to suck people in into their sort of den of political iniquity.
So Jessica, why did you start coming to Drinking Liberally?
I got involved in this through the World Can't Wait campaign organization. Somebody I had worked with on that invited me to this, and so I came, and there's booze and conversation. Yeah.
You were saying that you were involved with the Green Party.
Yeah.
So how does that fit in with this whole group?
Well, I don't know. I was just talking to the other guy who was telling me that most of the people are strong Democrats. I can fit in either way because I sort of feel like for Georgia, or for Atlanta at least, the Green Party ideologies are wonderful, but their strength is through like local organizations and local politics. And so for me, that doesn't compete with
like voting for Nader for president. What do you think of that?
I loved it. I voted for him for president.
I did too in 2000.
Yeah, well, what really excited me about Nader running for president is I liked him. Like, I believe that he was into his own cause and he was smart.
He made a lot of sense, the stuff he said. I thought,
yeah,
anyway.
He was a very coherent speaker, and I got involved in the whole Green Party thing because he wasn't allowed to be at the debates. And that really made me angry about my own country and my own government, that somebody wasn't even permitted to debate on something. And I realized that electoral politics are very unfair. So I got involved in it because of that. And then in the Green Party in Georgia, we've had this conversation a lot where well, that was true for Nader because he was already popular for getting seatbelts in cars and stuff and his own environmental concerns. It wasn't as true the next time around because nobody had ever heard of David Cobb. And so I kind of felt like you should know what you're getting involved in. If you're running a candidate no one's ever heard of, you're killing the purpose of your movement. And so, you know, I feel like they don't have to clash. Like, you can be all sorts of things. You can vote different ways, and it's okay. And what happens is, in Atlanta, is everybody competes for Democrat and Republican stuff, and so when you get to the actual ballot, you realize that there's so many uncontested seats. It's ridiculous. And that just infuriates me, because I'm thinking there's so much room for all different, a variety of politics to just jump in. People can run for anything they want, and they don't, because they're glued to the idea of running for city council or mayor.
Some kind of, you know, movement, or like getting like those ideas out there, or is it really just about booze?
No, I think it's really great to be able to talk to people when you loosen up and you're having fun just chatting about politics, because I mean you can change minds just while having conversations. And you know,
well, you got your friend to vote for Nader instead of voting Republican, right?
I did, and I got another boyfriend to vote for Nader too, which I was pretty surprised about. So I've got a pretty good success rate. I'm batting 1,000 here. You know, I didn't even intend it.
You can visit Drinking Liberally at drinkingliberally.org.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.